as is Silent Sedition, who was without doubt the run of the race in the Coolmore last year, caught wide and only touched off in the last couple of strides. Trainer Andrew Noblett joins me now. How are you, Andrew?
Morning, Michael. How are you going?
Very well. Well, it's been a carbon copy program as to what you had last year, although might have been a few heart flutters after her first up run, but she certainly silenced the doubters second up with the blinkers on. How has she gone on since her win in the Mannerism?
Yeah, she's terrific. I'm really happy with her condition and trained on well, and she'll head up to Sydney tonight.
Keeping the blinkers on?
Yes, they'll stay on.
Barrier 7 looks ideal. How do you see the race?
I thought it was a good draw in a big field. Look, we got a few options from there. I'll just leave it to Craig, but she's going to be in the forward bunch, and we'll just see how quickly they go and make a decision. You know, I'll leave it to Craig. He does his form well, and he knows the horse very well. So looks a very very tough race on paper. You know, a lot of chances, and in a very even race, but it's a nice draw for me.
She carried 54.5 last year when she was phenomenal. She goes up to 57.5. She probably deserves it after winning the Group 1 and $1 million in the bank. Do you think she's good enough to win with 57.5?
Well, it's going to be a huge task. You know, she's up 3 kilos, a lot of weight. And there's a few handy horses below her carrying, you know, in the handicap, getting very well. So, look, she's good enough. And if she gets the right run, I'm sure she'll be around the place. She doesn't know how to run a bad race. And, she's going to be very competitive.
She's such a consistent mare over all distances. Do you think 1,500 is the upper limit of her distance, or where do you think she's best suited?
I think, she's very versatile. I mean, as a three-year-old, she ran second over 2,000 metres in the Group 1. I think anything up to a mile is effective for her. The 1,400 metres, you know, especially second up early in the prep around Caulfield, is very good for her. And 1,500 metres is ideal. I think anything up to a mile, I'd say. But I reckon as she's matured this time, she'll get further, but whether there's a races there for her over that further ground. So we'll just get to the Queen of the Turf up over a mile, and I thought she was very good in that race last year on a rain-affected track, and I think anywhere up to a mile she's very good at.
When you look back on her first run this campaign, did you find any reason for that subpar performance?
Oh, look, she was... I think, yeah, she's a bit hard on her. She'd been beaten a length and a half. It's just probably she didn't go through the... She got to the through the gap okay. Didn't get held up. Big weight first up. She just probably held back in between the horses. That's why sort of the blinkers sort of did the job with her, get her a bit more focused. And it's always good going into a race second up when the five-year-old mare's never had a gear change and, always had in the back of her mind to put them on at one stage, but never had a reason to. So... had the reason to after a first up run, and she was very, very effective in them second up.
Gee, she's been such a great performer for your stable. Over $1 million in prize money. She's going to be a very valuable broodmare as well. How much longer will we get to see her on the racetrack for, Andrew?
We'll let her tell us that. I'd say she'll race. We'll get through Sydney Carnival. She may go to Brisbane for those, the Tiara and that sort of thing at the end of. In the winter up there, and we'll just see how she's going, and I'll leave that up to Tom. He's very open-minded, whether you sell her or breed from her, and she's worth a lot of money, and she may go through the sale up there in June, but we'll make a decision on that sort of after a prep this time around.
Well, you've got to fly in again. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Andrew Noblett, the trainer of Silent Sedition, in what is going to be a cracking renewal of the Coolmore Classic at Rosehill on Saturday.